The gospel writer is clearly calling us to his reader to examine our belief. Is our faith based on the spectacular, the eye-catching, or the crowd-pleasing? The woman pointed to Jesus and testified about him. But it was not about her and her declaration. It was about him. What Jesus did for the woman was wonderful and unique to her. But people are not saved by beautiful testimonies, but by coming to Jesus and trusting him as our Savior. Jesus was the one that convicted the men of Samaria and taught them of their lack and the need of a Savior. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God alone is the one that opens the spiritual eyes of understanding to see who he is, so that all that believe in him might be saved. You know, I can come every day and every Sunday with different homilies, with different experiences of Jesus in my life. It could be the best, or it could be the worst homily. It is not enough for me to convince you to recognize who is the Savior of our life, out of the world, if you do not open yourself to have that encounter with Jesus Christ. The gospel today is telling us that it is good to hear the testimony of others and the wonderful ways that the Lord has worked in their life. But remember that testimonies, sermons, homilies, and devotionals are always secondhand. So let us be like the men and women of Samaria who came to Jesus himself and then said, it is not longer because what the other people have said that we have believed, but because we have come to Jesus and seen him and hear him for ourselves. And we know that he really is the Savior of the world. That's why we come every Sunday, to have that encounter with Jesus Christ and to let the scriptures and to let our hearts and minds to be open for the scriptures. I put a lot of time, I research and effort into creating and writing a homily. I try to make it both a teaching instrument as well as a challenging one. The whole purpose for a homily or a sermon, as you know, in my opinion, is to draw someone closer to Christ. In today's cosmopolitan world, it is not a given, even amongst church folks. People have so many different sources of information that it is very easy to get distracted from our Christian gospel roots and experiment in other faith, which although they have some good points, actually lead people away from Christ. The ending of the gospel story of the woman at the well finished with her people becoming completely convinced that Jesus is the savior of the entire world. They no longer need to be persuaded by her testimony. They have reached the life-changing moment for themselves. This is exactly the point of conversion that every preacher hopes in their homily or sermons will attain. It occurs when the preacher's word becomes real, when the power of the gospel actually enters the hearts and the mind of the hearers of God's word. We need to open ourselves, not just what the people said and what the priest said, but coming with an open heart to let the word of God to work in our mind, in our hearts, and to really have an encounter with him.